Oh, welcome to the 12 Pods of Christmas. Today is the second podcast of Christmas. Hopefully you all enjoyed the first episode of Christmas with Sal. And unfortunately, all of these are pre-recorded, so it's too late for me to go back and change anything. So if you have got any complaints, just put them in the comments anyway, but there's nothing I can do about it now. So today's special guest, he's been on the Rep Chat a couple of times before. You, I'm sure, are aware of who he is. So without any further ado, let's gather up all that Christmas spirit and welcome Marv from MJ's Pythons to the podcast. Ooh. Hi, Marv. Thank you very much. Welcome to the second podcast of Christmas. How are you today, mate?
I feel somewhat underdressed for the occasion.
I am a little bit overdressed, but no, I like it. You're looking very autumnal. It's very, very nice look, mate. So all the listeners hopefully listen to the first episode and know what's going on. But for those that don't, and obviously you don't really know too much of what's going on either. When I started organizing this podcast, I sent all the guests the same questions to prepare some answers for. And all these answers had to be based around a chosen animal. Which sort of it'll all make sense very shortly. But to start off, Marv, what we need is you to tell us what animal you've chosen, what their name is, and why you've chosen them today, please.
Well, a hard one to choose considering, but I've chosen Janet and Mavis, who are somewhere behind me. They'll show themselves shortly. They are the two meerkats that we have. And to be honest, they're the oddballs of the collection. They're the standouters. They don't fit the pattern. Yeah, the raptor sounds in the background of them.
Fantastic. So we've got, and what are their names again, sorry?
Janice and Mavis.
So we've got Janice and Mavis. I'm going to do my best to remember that. I'm not very good with names. Janice and Mavis for meerkats.
It was Marvin J, right? We wanted to give them an M and a J name, but we wanted old lady names. So the ones we came up with were Janice
That's
and
Mavis. Perfect. That's perfect. Right. So what I'm going to do, Marv, is I'm going to get some background music on the go. And then I'm going to set the scene, and then all your answers to the questions that I asked you to prepare will make sense very, very shortly. So the music should be on. It's on. There we go. So let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve. All the shopping is done. Santa's sleigh is fully loaded, and the sun has just started to set. It's a cold, crisp evening, and the snowflakes are just starting to fall. Janice and Mavis... Oh, and their family, I'm so rubbish with names, are on their way to their Christmas panto. They're in the car driving along and they're singing along to their favourite Christmas song. What Christmas song are they singing along to?
Digging Through a Desert Wonderland.
Fantastic. And then obviously they're on their way to the panto, so what panto are they going to watch this evening?
They're going to watch The Meerkat Who Stole Christmas.
Fantastic, we like that. What was it, is it Mavis and Jack? I'm rubbish with names. I'm going to write them down. Tell me the names again, because I keep forgetting.
Mavis
and Janice. I keep wanting to. I don't know. Right. Cool. Mavis and Janice. Right. So they've enjoyed the Meerkat that stole Christmas. They're now back in the car, singing along to their Christmas song, and they've arrived home. It's now time for Mavis and Janice to get tucked up into bed. Just as they're drifting off to sleep, I can hear the jingle bells of Santa's sleigh faintly in the distance. But what animal is pulling Santa's sleigh in the Meerkat universe?
The mighty tunnel digger. What is it? The mighty tunnel digger tree.
Fantastic. And does the front tunnel digger have a red nose, like Rudolph would?
It has to. It's the headlights. It has to have that red.
Yeah. We've got to know where they're going. So, Mavis and Janice have woken up And at the foot of their bed is a small but perfect little stocking. And inside that stocking is a small little perfect sized stocking gift. So what have they got in their stocking?
They've got themselves a lovely little caramelized locust.
Oh, delicious. That's just to start the day right. So they're all feeling super Christmassy now. They've got to open their stockings. The festivities have really started. So Mavis and Janice come running down the stairs and see their glorious Christmas tree with loads of gifts underneath it. So traditionally in a human world, we have like a star or an angel on top of a Christmas tree. But what's on top of a Christmas tree? I'm still here. Can you hear me? Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. Bear with. I'm here. Can you? Are you there? Right, we're good. So, can you hear me, Marv?
What's at the top of this Christmas tree?
Yes. What is at the top of a Christmas tree?
Oh God! A golden bell pepper. A shiny golden bell pepper.
We've got a bit of lag, but I can hear you, so we'll just roll with it. So we've got a shiny golden bell pepper at the top of the tree. Under the tree is a large present with Janice and Mavis's names on. And they're so excited. So in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper thrown everywhere. Suddenly, they just stop staring at this present, which was right at the top of their Christmas list. So what do they get for Christmas?
For them, it would be an invitation to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Nice. That's a perfect segue into my next question. So, all the presents have been unwrapped. They've had a bit of Bucks Fizz whilst they're doing the presents, and it's now time for what I consider the best part of Christmas Day. It's Christmas dinner time. So, tell us, what is the ultimate Christmas dinner for a pair of meerkats?
So, you have to bear with me here. So, what the girls decided would be, cricket steaks with a chopped pepper and raw chicken side covered in a beautiful scorpion glaze.
Oh, very, very nice. So, everyone's had their fill. Maybe a little bit too much food. So it's time to go and relax on the sofa. Let all that food go down. And what a better way to do that is with a Christmas film. So what Christmas film are the meerkats watching today?
The Burrow Before Christmas.
I like it. It's all very meerkat digging themed, and that's just what we want, to be honest. Oh, wait, what's that? Mavis and Janice are a little bit peckish still. So what's their mid-movie snack?
Oh, that would have to be some lovely crispy scorpion tails, their favourite.
Oh, very nice. It's a bit like I'm a Celeb. I'm watching I'm a Celeb at the moment, and it's a bit like a Bush Tucker trial, really. So,
their day to day.
The film is over. Everyone's food's gone down nicely, and they've all enjoyed a nice relax. But they're getting a bit bored now, getting a little bit antsy, so it's time for a Christmas tipple and an evening game. So what are they drinking, and what game are they playing this evening?
Well, they'd be drinking nothing short of Burrow Brew Eggnog.
Nice.
Limited edition. Along with playing a lovely game of Whack-A-Mole Worm Edition, where they have to whack worms.
Yeah, perfect. So, what a day. Janice and Mavis have had an absolute brilliant day. I don't know why I'm struggling so much with their names. I could keep tripping. It's like a tongue twister. They've had such a brilliant day. And there's only one thing left to do before bed. And that is sing the Repty Chat Christmas song. So, Marv, you don't have to sing if you don't want to. It's going to be on screen. And luckily for you, you're only day two. So it's a very short song. You're not going to be on screen, but people can hear you if you want to join in. It's going to be out of time. It won't be in sync, but it'll be funny if you want to go for it. So I'm going to push some buttons, and on screen now will be the Repty Chat Christmas song. On the first day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me. A conjo perching in a tree. On the second day of Podmas, my guest did send to me two cheeky meerkats and a conjo perching in a tree. There we go. Luckily for you, Marv, it's not that long, but like I said at the beginning, these are pre-recorded and I've been recording them out of order. And trust me, number 12, when I sprung it upon him, they had to sing a full 4.5 minute song. Oh, it's incredible. So I can't wait for everyone to get to there. But thank you very much. That is the end of today's Pod of Christmas. obviously nice and short. Hope you guys have all enjoyed it. If you want to see what Marv's got going on, I'll put his link in the description below. So all that's left to say is ho, ho, ho. I hope you've had a good day today. And I will see you in a couple of days for the next one. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.